Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for just enlightening and motivating this word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, beloveds. It's the last verse of Psalm 102.
The children of your servants shall dwell secure. Their offspring shall be established before you.
Hallelujah. This is so important, I believe, to all of us. And I know for myself, you know, being a Brandon and the Brandons, the majority or all of them that I know, and that, okay, no, I know some of them have turned to the Lord now as well. But the majority of me growing up in the house with my father and my uncles, they didn't know the Lord. And so it was so important for me. Once I came, I felt I'm the first generation of the Brandons had saved. So I really want to see this blessing that I have go on to my children. And so it's a desire for all of us. And what does the word say about that? You got Psalm 89. And speaking about Jesus, David is speaking about Jesus, but it speaks also about us. There, where God promises that our offspring will endure, and He promises that to David, He promises that to Jesus, and yeah, so that's their promise. I'll send you these scriptures. It's something you need to hold on to. You know, and the Bible says you train up a child in the way he should go, and then it says when he's old, he will not depart for it, depart from it. So it doesn't say you're in the middle of those years when they're out of the house. That is sometimes when they go put to the test. Is it true? They just put it to the test. They know the right things, but they go fall into some of the wrong things to see. Is it like that? And then they quickly learn. That's what I've seen in my own children. They quickly come out of it, and they don't make it a part of their life for a long time, like I did. A lot of the clubbing, the fighting, the drinking, and so yeah, that's beautiful. I've seen that with my own eyes, and I'm rejoicing in that God is working with them. And then the other day, I just saw this wonderful scripture, and it blessed myself and Danita. It's in Isaiah 54, where it talks about the bride. We are married to the Lord, so we're the bride. And and one of the problems, then it goes on and it shares all the wonderful blessings towards the bride, that he won't forsake us and he will build us up. And then it says so beautifully, and your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. So that's a beautiful promise, these great and precious promises that through which we got something to hold on to relative to our children, eh? So hallelujah, there you got another one. And then also in Acts 10 and 11, you got the story there of Cornelius, a devout man. He's dedicated to doing good things, but he's not just saved, and he gets this vision he must go send for Peter to come and in his own words, I'll give you that scripture, that he will bring you words by which you and your household will be saved. So there we can see is when the gospel, the words of the reality of the goodness of God came to us. It's not just for us, but also for our children. So the promise was for him and his household. And then Peter came, and he shared the gospel there, and they were. That was the first time that Peter and the disciples were then moved to go reach out to the Gentiles, because they understood then. They started understanding that all has been made clean, and what I need, he says, don't call what I've made clean common or unclean. So yeah, there you got some wonderful scriptures, guys. Take hold of it, keep your family, and yeah, take it a bit further than just children, because what was his name? The centurion, Nicholas, the centurion.
Nicodemus.
No, Nicholas, this was another one, Acts 10:11. He got his family and then also his friends. So you include your family, include your friends, yeah, and and no, hold on to these promises. Know that when you got scripture, you know it's the will of God, and you know God works according to his will, so you can be assured it's going to be answered. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can be at peace because you are busy working with our family and loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.